In Iraq today, authorities continue to investigate Monday's car bomb in Hilla. It killed at least 125 Iraqis, the deadliest single attack since the U.S. invasion. Iraqi security forces and civilians do take the brunt of insurgent attacks these days. The U.S. military's casualties are actually going down. 58 U.S. troops died last month in Iraq. NPR's Ben Gilbert reports from Baghdad. That's the lowest number of American troops killed in Iraq since July.
American commanders say the U.S. military is becoming more adept at detecting the number one killer of U.S. troops, IEDs, or improvised explosive devices. Army General John Abizade, head of U.S. forces in the Middle East, told Congress this week that the military is doing all it can to counteract the devastating weapons. One option is electronic jamming to stop the remote detonation of explosives. Insurgents often rig cellular phones to artillery shells and bury them by roads, then detonate them as U.S. patrols pass by. Other commanders attribute the decline in casualties to the success of the January 30th elections. Major General William Webster heads the 3rd Infantry Division, responsible for Baghdad. He told reporters yesterday that tips from Iraqis are resulting in better intelligence on insurgents. The confidence of the Iraqi people has increased, he said, and it has caused our tips to increase. The number of soldiers killed remains above the relatively low levels seen in the first 6 months after the invasion, when only about 37 soldiers were killed in an average month. Pentagon numbers do show higher than usual casualty rates in the months preceding February. January's numbers were high because 31 Marines died in a helicopter crash, and attacks increased substantially before and during the Iraqi elections. November had the highest number of troops killed in the whole conflict, 137, when Marines stormed the insurgent town of Fallujah. Overall, the official Pentagon total for the number of troops who have died since the U.S. invasion began is around 1,500. The U.S. military does not keep statistics for Iraqis killed during the conflict, but aid groups and academics put that number at more than 15,000 civilians. Ben Gilbert, NPR News, Baghdad.